Autry shared today, the snippets of different experiences from five different queer writers, has given us a brief yet rich glimpse into the queer community. Joshua Jennifer Espinoza, June Jordan, Allen Ginsberg, Joseph O. Legospi, and Alice Walker were the voices shared today. Joshua Jennifer Espinoza is a poet from California. She's published two books and writes about her existence as a queer trans woman. June Jordan is one of the most widely acclaimed Black writers of her generation. Her fierce commitment to human rights drove much of her work and empowered many. Allen Ginsberg was a renowned poet and philosopher, considered to be one of the leading figures of aspects of the counterculture in the 1950s and 60s. His most widely known poem, Howl, reflected his sexuality as a gay man, and in doing so, became the subject of an obscenity trial in San Francisco in 1956. Joseph O. Legospi is a poet known for his writings about his sexuality and upbringing. He's won the Global Filipino Literary Award and has co-founded Kundiman, a nonprofit organization which promotes and serves Asian American writers and writings. And Alice Walker is a writer and activist. Her most popular work, The Color Purple, has won her the National Book Award and the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction. Her fierce activism for civil rights, womanism, queer rights, and many more movements has inspired many. And there are hundreds of other queer poets who uplift the arts in ways we do not even register, writing and writing about their struggles, the sweetness of their love, their pride, the bitterness of shame. To explore queer poetry is to explore an art form which rests so deeply within the veins of both the LGBTQ community and of the politics and culture of our society. Because these poems are profound. As June Jordan illustrates, poetry is a political act because it involves telling the truth. To tell the truth is to become beautiful, to begin to love yourself, value yourself. And that's political in its most profound way. Being a part of the queer community to me means many things. Among them, it means embracing the aspects of myself and my identity which have traditionally been shrouded in shame or scrutinized for being sinful, and reclaiming them, expressing them, celebrating them, crafting them into beautiful things. That's what these poets are doing. This art form is a celebration, a protest, a lamentation for the broken parts, a praise for all the joy. Stories that will continue to be told, pieces of history which refuse to be overshadowed. By honoring this art, we honor the ways it was born of a community so vibrant, so beautiful, and proud. We listen to the ways the language of it displays the power and courage it took to create it. We allow new perspectives, new voices to be welcomed into our minds. The words of these poems and of the hundreds of others written by queer writers heal wounds of oppression and struggle and shame through their declarations of love, of pride, of resilient spirit. The words shared today hold rich and inspiring meaning. They paint beautifully the experiences of the LGBTQ community and play a vital role in keeping these pivotal stories alive. And they remind us to honor ourselves, to return to what makes us feel most like who we truly are, to love, to rejoice, to wonder, to celebrate, to exist outside of the shame imposed by others, to be free. With this act, to quote none other than Walt Whitman, "Your very flesh shall be a great poem."